Okay, I'm Marie Blais from the HR department. I'm the assistant to the HR. So the purpose of this call is to give you, the leaders of the organization, the opportunity to hear directly from Danielle Saint-Amour about the new organizational structure and the vision it represents. You received an email. In fact, you received the all-staff memo as well as the new org structure. It was sent yesterday to all managers in preparation for today's call. If you did not receive it, you can send us an email right now. I will give you the address. It is 18tcr.neworgstructure@sss.gov.qc.ca. Meanwhile, I would like to ask you, before we start, that you send us an email to that address that I will repeat because it's long, just to let us know, because we would like to know how many people are with us this afternoon. So you can just write, I am present, or just say a little nice word and we know how many people we are. So now we invite Danielle to present the new org structure.
Bonjour, everyone. So we are at the stage, as you have seen during the last year, there has been many changes within the CREA board. And we are at the stage where there's another big change, and that's the org chart. To become more efficient, to become a more effective and responsive organization. Just to tell you, like, we started to work with the org chart that was developed in 2013. And then what happened is that the board approved it, and there was a lot of complaints about the org chart because it was felt that there was a lack of consultation. And then if you don't consult enough, the risk is that it'll be difficult to implement afterwards. So we decided to start again. And we started with a consultation of, we analyzed, we asked everyone's feedback. So everybody received an email and everyone was asked what they thought and how they would want to organize it. We got 250 comments, which we reorganized in a structural way so we could actually make decision and have an organization that reflected the advice of the employees. Afterwards, we also then, so we took those comments, we looked at, as well as we went to organizations that are first rated in the world, that are First Nation organization that are top-notch. And we looked at how they were organized. We also look at the CIUSSS de l'Ouest de Montréal. We look at the, we interviewed the PDG of the CIUSSS de la Mauricie and du Centre du Québec. And we asked them, what are the problems that they have in implementing their new org chart and what kind of advice they could give us. So we took that as well. And then we presented a org chart after being reviewed by a group of senior leaders. And we presented the org chart to the board in March 2016. Then it was approved, and now we are in the implementation phase. So the new organization structure, we believe, and you'll see there, is the main goal of that organization structure was to eliminate silos, was to improve communication, improve collaboration between departments, and improve coordination. We wanted to clarify the roles and responsibility and increase accountability from each group. Another major thing that was in this org chart is the, you will see, is the role that NISHU is taking. It's taking a much more aggressive role within the organization. We want the traditional aspect to be part of the work that we do on a daily basis. The key modification, if you look at the org chart, the key modification is in Pumtatao, You will see that Punta Tao has they add also the emergency service measure, but the emergency service measure is now not combined with the first responder, as you see, because we feel that it is an important function and that whoever works on emergency measures should concentrate their work on emergency measure. The Director of Youth Healing Services, Director of Youth Protection, is also under Pum Tatao, and the Director of Programming. And then we have the Director of Public Health. So the Public Health is actually there now, and the Programming is there now. The big change is the Director of Youth Protection and Youth Healing Services. If you look at the dotted line, it's because the people that have a dotted line to the executive director is that they have direct access for the clinical needs. For administrative purposes, they are going through Pum Tatao. And for clinical purposes, they can go directly to me if need be. That's the first change. It's really Pum Tatao. And the next change, the next big change is Mu Matsun. And Mu Matsun, if you look at it, it's the key aspect is the transfer of all the DSPQA under Mu Matsun. Why are we doing this? It's because we want to make sure that Mu Matsun concentrate on first-line services. And right now, it has been very difficult for Mu Matsun to be in a performing mode because they were so diverse and dispersed, and they worked for about 75%. They accounted for 75% of the work, of the budgets, of everything. So it was disproportionate against the other services. Now the Mu Matsun concentrates on the clinic, on the local Mu Matsun centers, and they will be responsible for the hospital. What we did is we put the DSPQA under the AED, so the DSPQA will be involved in the day-to-day work to ensure the clinical efficiency of the system. That's why you're seeing the, like you look at the our chart, you will see there's a DSPQA psychosocial, there's the DMAS, which is Dr. Charette, there's the Director of Nursing, which is Michel Guéry, and the Director of Allied Health, which is Adelina Feo. So they will work in conjunction with the Greta Visitor, the ED, to provide instant advice to the local directors. That's the really interesting part of this org chart. Now, you can see that the DSP Medical, DMAS, Dr. Charette, also reports directly to me for clinical needs. Another big change is NICU. You see that NICU is expanding significantly. It has 5 departments now, so it is going to be in charge of the quality of care and cultural safety. We intend to develop an accreditation service where we're going to start preparing for future accreditation. The goal is that we're going to request an accreditation by the time we open the new hospital in 2023. The other the service that is under NICU, there's the coordinator of evaluation and accreditation, there's the coordinator of client experience, and that's and performance and organization performance. So their job will be to do surveys and see how people are satisfied with the care that they are receiving and are we doing it in a cultural safe approach. And are we using the right amount of cultural care in the care that we are providing? You see, NICU is really expanding. In this org chart, you also see the Assistant Director of Administrative Services will have under is govern. The CPS, that's another big change. The reason that they are having the CPS under the administrative services is because when you look at the CPS, it's really a logistical organization. We're talking about transport, we're talking about lodging, we're talking about feeding, we're talking about all logistical aspect of an organization. So we felt that it would be a lot easier for the administrative, for the administrative services to manage this department. The other thing you will see under this org chart is that the NIHB is being put under the Director of Financial Resources. The reason being that NIHB, basically, it's a budget of $50 million and that should be managed properly. And the budget management is normally under a director, under the Director of Finance, so it would just make sense that we put it under the financial resources. The key point is you're going to see that the budget of the NIHB would be managed the same as an operational budget. We know that we are reimbursed dollar for dollar, but we will be very, very careful in managing that budget as well. Now, you will see in this org chart another change that is very important is the you see the Clinical Coordination and Integration Committee. This committee is there for it's the CCIC, and the main purpose of that committee is to introduce co-management in the organization. When we're speaking of co-management, we're speaking of doctor, nurses, professional and management all working together towards the same aim. At that committee, issues that will be raised are mainly clinical. They won't be administrative. The administrative issues are addressed by the executive committee. This committee will look mainly at clinical issues. They will meet once a month, and who's going to meet? It's everyone that you see in the box. So basically, it's going to be the EDs with the DSPQAs, and the we're going to have the Director of Youth Protection and the Director of Youth Dining Services. And once a month, they're going to meet, have minutes, and have agenda items related to the big issue, clinical issue of the organization. Example of things that you could have on the agenda would be the implementation of the midwifery program. You could have integration of an issue within the organization, like the big items. The CCIC, we see the president of that important committee will be the issue AED. Why the issue AED? It's because we want to make sure that in our approach we start integrating traditional approaches. And we want to take it seriously. And next year it's going to be a key priority of the SRP. Now, if you look at the box below, there's a community CCIC, and that's, again, the purpose of that CCIC is for ensuring co-management. And therefore, the director of the local CMC will have to meet on a weekly basis. And that meeting will have an agenda, and they will have minutes. The minutes may be reviewed by the regional CCIC to provide us guidance. The big point is that you'll have the local directors, you'll have the coordinators, you'll have the you will have the doctor, the whoever is in charge of the doctors in your facility, and you'll have a coordinator representing nursing. So everybody will be involved in that group, and they will meet on a weekly basis, and we will look at the minutes. Because those minutes will tell us a little bit of where the CMCs are going and will assist the CCIC regional to decide on what items we put on the agenda at that meeting. And the one thing I forgot is that the CCIC regional, there is a position that's going to be We're going to choose one of the local directors, and it's going to be selected to sit on that committee to represent all the local the local directors, to make sure that we take into account your realities in the field. So the implementation, I think it's important to speak of the implementation. The phase, there's going to be three phases. Phase one, there's the May to July. So what we are doing is that the key aspect is the DSPQA are being transferred under MUMATION.
DMAC, CPS. CPS.
Oh yeah, and the CPS has has changed names. We changed the name of the CPS to be called the Direct MUMATION Access Coordinating Center. So we call it DMAC, DMACC for now. We will probably work on finding a Cree name for the CPS. The reason why we are changing the name of the CPS, I'm just going to tell you now, it's to reflect all the changes that has been done in the CPS. And we have been working really hard to have a CPS that is much more closer to the needs of the clients. We wanted a CPS that is much more, that in their approach are more compassionate. And we wanted a CPS that is really well organized. So we said, in order to have a good start, we should at the same time change the name. So we will have a new name for the CPS, and we will have a new name for the hospital. We will find a new name as well, and they will communication services will. Start a strategy to generate ideas. So the CPS in first phase is being transferred. So the transfers will be completed by July. The CNIHB is being transferred as we speak. And the DSPQA will be transferred. The phase two, the general implementation. Phase one was the priority implementation. The general implementation will be from August to October, and there you're going to see the youth protection and the youth dining services transferred under Pum Tatal. You're going to see the creation of a new directorate of DSPQA midwifery. And you're going to see the creation of the pre-hospital emergency services and the emergency measures. Phase three, you're going to, it's going to be November, December, and that's when you're going to see really the work on the NICU. NICU will be implemented, as we see on the R chart. And you're going to see as well the all-important implementation of the CCIC, which is the Clinical Coordination and Integration Committee. Now, during the year, we gave us a chance. So early in 2017, we will do some analysis on the effectiveness of this new R chart. There's going to be minor changes probably proposed in the summer of 2017 to include the things that we have missed. For example, you haven't seen on the R chart, there's the woman shelter, for example, where the woman shelter will be under the ED MUMATION. So that's going to be included in the R chart next year. The reason it was not included in this one, it's because it was not developed at the time that we proposed the R chart. Same thing as the advisor. We have included a position of advisor to the NICU, and that was not a plan as well. That has been included later after the the resolution of the org chart. So, am I missing anything?
No.
Okay, so is there any questions?
Okay, well, thank you, Danielle. Before we continue with the questions, I would like for a last time to read you the address so that you can send us your attendance to the conference call, because I think we didn't receive them all. So the address is 18tcr.neworgstructure@sss.gov.qc.ca. So we will now begin with the questions. So we will respond to the questions we receive on a first come, first serve basis. So first question for Danielle. Does the new org chart need approval from the ministry prior to its implementation? If so, was it already presented at that level? If it wasn't presented, is there a possibility that there will be more changes to the structure of the org chart?
Okay. First, that's a good question. Yes, it was presented to the ministry, and yes, we had their full support. The big thing is that part of the restructuration is we protected all the employment. We actually are increased in size. And the other things that the key element that the ministry was looking at when approving the org chart is that we did not increase the ratio. If you look at the ratio of managers versus the ratio of managers versus employees, staff, unionized. So we kept exactly the same ratio. We did eliminate one manager's position and transfer it to become another kind of manager's position. So at the end, there was no gain, no loss. So, yes.
Okay. Another question. Somebody asked, how fast and how can we post the new positions defined in the new chart?
The part of this, I asked Liliane and Marie, was I wanted it faster. But they have to negotiate with the union. So that's why you have it faced this way. It's as fast as we can do it. Because you cannot implement a major change like that without giving the proper notice to the personnel. Even though we kept the structure pretty well intact and we just moved the services around. So we got to, and we want to work closely with the union to be totally fair and transparent. So that takes more time.
You already talked a bit about the women's shelter, but here we have another question. Where does it fall, women? The update of women's shelter. Where does it fall under towards the new org chart?
I get really good questions. wow. The women's shelter is under the new Mathieu. I spoke with Greta, and at the early stage, it'll be directly under. There's going to be a coordinator, and the staff will report directly to the new Mathieu for the implementation, and thereafter we're going to have to decide how we go about it. So we may, I thought that it could go under the local directors of that community, but we're really not sure. We were not ready to commit. We don't know how much work it's going to be. We want to start discussion with the local directors, and so there's more work to be done on this. But initially, we're going to work that position will be directly under the new Mathieu.
Okay. The other question would be, where are the councils on the new org chart? Council of Nurses, social services, and such. Yeah. Also, where are the PPROs?
Okay. The council, you see them in the box beside the board of directors. We wrote councils of the board. The councils of the board written there, they are the councils as per the accepted, approved in the bylaws number 8. So right now we have a council of, like, so you have the CMDP for the physician, we have the Council of Nurses. And this year, I gave the mandate to Adelina to develop a council for the allied workers, which is includes the other professionals. Now, for the PPROs, they are not managers, and therefore we cannot put them on the org chart. The org chart, you can only put managers. What is going to happen is that during the year, as we implement this, the director of their respective services will develop their own org chart for their service, and those org chart you will have all the other position included on it.
Okay. What will happen with the CPS staff of Chibougamau? Do they all need to transfer to Mistissini? Do we only keep the translators?
Okay, that we are. This is we are looking at it. The direction that I'm inclined to take, and that I've been working with the CPS on, is that Chibougamau. The problem is the space, and there's many problems. There's the space. There's the housing. We have to resolve some issues, but the goal is that the CPS in Chibougamau would be transferred to the CMC in Mistissini at one point. We don't know when. We still have to some planning work to do. If we do so, for sure, the translator will stay behind in Chibougamau.
What is the role and function of the hospital? Does the hospital not have both a regional and local role? Would it not be important to have the hospital involved in both regional and community CCICs?
Community CCICs.
Do you want me to...
This one is, I know. First of all, with the hospital and the CMC, I have to think about it, because the original plan, what I wanted actually was that to have the hospital and the CMC together in one. And then what happened is that I presented it to, we had discussion with the public, we had discussion with the staff, and then what we realized is that the population is worried that if you put the CMC under the hospital, it would be like the hospital would swallow the CMC. So we made an effort to separate them on the R chart to reflect the wishes of the population. And that would help me to get the new hospital structure approved, because that was one of the stops that the population was hesitant to have both hospital and CMC under the same roof in the new hospital being planned. So that is one part of the question. The other part is for the CCIC. The CCIC works for the hospital as well. Like, the hospital is supposed to have a CCIC. They have a multi meeting right now where the doctor, the nurses, the professional, they meet. So it's already being done. The only thing we would ask is that they meet formally, and which normally they do, meet once a week, and they would, what we want them, it's they meet once a week and they provide minutes. Now, as you were asking me the question, it made me think is that I think it's important that the hospital, when he has his meeting, they should have someone from the CMC attending the meeting. And when the CMC has their meeting, I think someone from the hospital should attend the meeting. But that has, I have just been thinking about it as you were asking the questions. So I think that that would make sense. So we still have some work to do, but we are very flexible in the way to organize that part.
Okay. What is the vision of how the CCICs, both local and regional, will meet? Will it be primarily by teleconference? And what kind of management, admin, or communication support do you think will be needed to make these committees function smoothly?
I think it's not really here that we should answer this question, because this is, first of all, the CCIC, we are working on the term of reference. We have to present it to the board, because we'll have to change the bylaw. We have to change the bylaw number 8. It's a bylaw of the board. And at that time, we will have to propose a plan how to manage. So basically, we're going to have to decide who's the secretary, how will who is the membership, and how it will be supported. So that will be included in the term of reference of those. So we're still working on it, so it's too early. I would like to tell you, but I would... I know exactly how I want to organize it, but I want I want to work with everybody, so I want everybody's input first before I commit to this answer. For the community, that's up to the local directors to organize it. It's his own meeting.
Yeah. Okay. So actually, we have the questions we haven't answered yet are questions about specific positions that we will respond directly to you, probably by mail in a few days. So if anyone has further questions, maybe we can wait for 5 minutes and before ending the session. So we might take a little pause and wait if you have any more questions.
It was an humbling experience because the arc chart at the end didn't look anything like what I wanted at the beginning. Like in my mind, I was here for 6 years and I had a set way of organizing it. I said, this is the way we should organize it. And then when we got all the comments and we analyzed everything else, what I thought should be done wasn't at all the way... what you see on paper is not what I had in mind at all. And it makes more sense. So it was a... So we had excellent comments. And so it was a true... it's not the senior management imposing an org chart. It's really bottom-up, that one. I've never done that before. I did a lot of our reorganization, and it was never done that way. So it was really a good experience.
Can you please repeat the councils? We didn't get that one. It was for socials. We didn't get that one was for socials. Wait.
Yeah,
where was it? It's not written. Okay, they're all in there.
The councils of the board are they are like all the formalized council as per the bylaw number 8 are under the line that you see on your left of the board of directors. It says councils of the board, and those councils are, as I said before, CMDP, nursing. This year it's going to be allied, and if we need another council, they would have to be created and proposed under the bylaws and proposed at the MPAC. That's the committee, the legal committee that looks at modifying the key bylaws of the board. So, but for now, the councils that we have in place and functioning are the CMDP and the nursing. Allied, as I said, will be probably fully functional within the year. And Allied, for those who don't know what it is Allied includes physiotherapists, occupational therapists, respiratory technician, the audiologist, and like all those professionals.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Danielle. Just to let you know that a few people need to receive the documents, so we will send them right after the meeting, after the call. So thank you, Danielle. I think that it's a good presentation of the vision of the implementation phases. For sure, there will be reflections that have to be done to put all these all this vision into concrete into working organization. Of course, we will be there to support you in that when you're there. We have no further questions. I think we have no further questions. So, as indicated in the all staff memo that will be sent tomorrow to everybody, to all the employees, we will post answers on the employee zone section of the website. All the questions and answers from today's call will also be posted on this section of the website. Tomorrow we will send an email to all staff with the same memo you received for today's call and a copy of the new organizational structure. Please post the memo and a copy of the new org structure somewhere visible in your department. Also, it would be pertinent that you meet with your staff to explain memo, new structure, and share the additional information you have heard on today's call. More information will be provided throughout the implementation of the new org structure, but we hope you find today's call helpful. So thanks again for your participation, and for those who haven't received an answer, we will answer in within a few days. So have a nice day. Have a nice end of day.